Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. All right, let's play the flubble montage. This is it's a combination of a flub and a mumble. And here are the best from the week. That's wild.
Really just awesome people.
It is wild.
Could learn a lesson from that, really.
What? We're talking about the class of 2022 toys. All right, what else? Does that mean like you just enjoyed having sex?
Yeah, look, I like sex. Yeah.
And then got sunshine, got breezy breeze this afternoon, upper 60s to low 70s, shower thunderstorms. Sun could be strong, but then it's going to turn partly to mostly sunny and breezy by this afternoon.
This holistic approach to weight.
I love that you put that little. That little slip in the beginning and let it go because that's like the first
the
slip
beginning.
On the ice.
The crack.
The crack.
That's the crack before it all crumbles.
You know, because you know what happens is now he's thinking, was that worse than what I thought?
Yeah.
And then it affects everything that happens after.
You know what happens now is I see your face immediately.
Yeah.
As soon as like a word does not come out right, I'm like, oh, crap.
Chaz does the lean now where he looks around you to see if I caught
it. It becomes very apparent. And like once I saw that, the game was over. It was like losing control of the car on a wet pavement, and I know I'm going to hit the woods.
The sun could be strong, but then it's going to turn partly to mostly sunny and breezy by this afternoon.
This holistic approach to weight loss helps people manage their nutritional, physical, and emotional well-being.
Is that a donut crazy?
I swallowed the word people by accident.
I'm going to give you an Ambien. You can take this on the pill. On the plane, rather. The pill on the plane.
The terriers and also the French bulldogs. Those are like being stolen like crazy. I saw a news story about that. It's like a marvel.
You're right in the middle of one right now.
Exactly.
There was something that Phil said about Ambien, and then when I'm listening to you, and it sounds like...
I took one?
That really does sound like we woke you up from an Ambien dream.
You're right
in the middle of one right now.
Exactly right. There's a market for them.
Leading to the first recorded sounds of meteorites hitting the surface of Mars.
It's really trying to pile too crunchy.
What was that?
Time to bottle Jim Croce.
You did not say Jim Croce.
Yes, I did.
Time to bottle Jim.
Oh.
Oh, my
Chicago Diet Paper Lace.
Very good. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods did it originally.
My dad loved that song. How far can I go backwards?
Yeah, like me, Z.
XYZ. No, it's forwards. Obviously, I can't do it.
Slither is a better song, but this is going.
What did you say?
Slither is a better song, but.
Well, that's not on.
I know.
It's not the list. We're not doing songs with
Slither.
I know that.
I'm just being an idiot. I don't get life, remember?
That's not
just
what I
said a moment ago.
More proof he doesn't get it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. With these things, you never know. I mean, anything could possibly happen. You got two, major guys going at each other. So, I mean, even, something really weird you bet on. Boom,
what are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to say, just bet on this stuff.
Okay.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I feel like playing a sweats and eating the thing of Rocky Road right now on the bottom of the couch.
A porn star and Stump the Chump.
It's amazing.
Pretty productive show.
Should have the non-drawable free bets that expires 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms.
You sound like you should go into concussion protocol.
Thank you, Prince. I appreciate that. Thank you. See terms. Yeah, it was not stopping anytime soon. My Tyler Wade was ripping.
Alex Jones was on the stand yesterday during the Sandy Hook trial in Waterbury. It got heated between Jones and the plaintiff's attorney.
That's the real Robbie Parker, isn't it?
I mean, I said years ago I thought Sandy Hook had him.
Robbie Parker's sitting right here. He's real, isn't he?
Yes.
And for years, you put a target on his back, didn't you?
Objection in the form of that judge.
Well, I mean, I
didn't you?
I've admitted I've said his name. It's true. I haven't said other people's names, but here they are.
You put a target on his back just like you did every single parent and loved one sitting here, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
That's argumentative. There's no, they're speculative. There is no foundation for it. And it's inappropriate.
Let's
move on.
He's a real people. You know
what,
Mr. Jones? I think you just
told him
to move on.
Just like all the Iraqis, but you liberals kill and love. It's just, you're unbelievable. You switch on emotions on and off when you want. It's just ambulance chasing.
Why don't you show a little respect?
Objection, Judge. I think that if you get what you give in this courtroom. Objection.
You have families in this courtroom here. that lost children, sisters, wives, moms.
Is this a struggle session? Are we in China?
Wow, man. Oof. It's unreal.
Wow.
It's unreal. Attorney Matt Maddox is on. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
What are your thoughts on this?
Is anybody tracking his InfoWars subscriptions and ratings?
No. Why is it going
somebody
up?
Somebody is. Well, somebody is in Texas, right? It's got to be. It's got to be. It sure sounds like that's who he's playing to, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Because I was puzzled.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if you're on trial in Waterbury for defamation, for lying about the Sandy Hook tragedy, and it's not about guilt or innocence, that's already been established. It's about how much money these parents get for the hurt that they endured. You don't want to come off as a dick on the stand.
Yeah, I would think the last thing I'd do.
Jesus. Yeah. You know, but you're right. There's the financial end, and it's a whole deal.
If he's already going to lose, how much can he make on the other end of it?
Wow.
Right, let's go for that.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Right.
You know, your first reaction, even as an attorney, is, what is this guy's clinical makeup? What is he just really, really mentally ill? But then you listen to the content, and the content, I did a little, a brief look at what's happening with InfoWars just to see. And, you know, they're casting this and all of his content. And I'm really, really curious about what's happening with his whatever the equivalent of ratings or whatever it is that they measure. Right. And you guys are saying, if I'm going down and if I've got to pay tens upon tens upon tens of millions of dollars in fines, and I better make it up somewhere.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
All right. It's a strategy.
Boy, it's been nutty. It's been a nutty, like, right from the beginning. Norm is fighting with this judge. The judge is fighting with Norm.
Yep.
It's just a battle. And I think if I'm a juror watching this, I'm like, I thought we were supposed to be determining a dollar amount.
Yeah, it's a bizarre world here. Everybody's venting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah. It's like watching a cage match.
Yeah. It really is.
It's a friggin' legal cage match.
Yeah.
It's a mess. And you know, it's hard. The job of our jurors in Connecticut and everywhere, it's a hard job. You know, we're asking people to be, here we are, even under the best of circumstances, asking jurors to be disciplined and focused and make a determination of the facts in a dispassionate way, even I might say in a dignified way. They're asked to take an oath, which is a kind of a dignified act. And look what's happening in this courtroom. It is a mess. So we're asking our jurors to be disciplined and focused, and yet they are in the middle of this utterly, apparently undignified, unfocused circus.
Yeah, Norm's a brilliant attorney, and when he takes on a client, he's going to do everything he can.
Yeah.
And he does not let anybody in that courtroom get an inch on his client.
No.
And that means we're going to be stopping for sidebars every couple minutes. We're going to be asking the jury to step out every it's a lot. They were going to be like the judge yelled at him. He's yelling at the judge. Alex is yelling at the judge. The judge is yelling at Alex. The judge is yelling at the plaintiff's attorney.
It's not civil at all.
Yeah. We just need chairs flying through the air. No. It's like Jerry Springer.
Basically, yes.
And at the end of it, like when the clip that we played, they panned over to the families. I'm like, oh, man.
Poor things.
Lost in the middle.
Jesus.
Yep.
Lost in the middle.
Wasn't it enough?
Now they got to endure this stuff.
And I thought, you know, a good thing that dirtbag who did the shooting killed himself, because there would have been a trial and there would have been someone defending him, and that would have been years.
Yeah.
And then it would have been this. Like that was the only. Yeah, there's no upside, but like that spared them years of sitting in a courtroom every day listening to why this person shouldn't be, you know, sentenced to life or whatever. So, man. And then there's so
it's an ugly scene. And you're right. Norm isn't going to provide any corner to anyone. He's going to object every single time there is any basis for an objection. And in the meantime, he's got a client who doesn't understand collaboration, doesn't understand his obligation to assist counsel. It's trials are hard, for lawyers, right? We're talking about jurors, we're talking about trial lawyers. These are big undertakings. It takes a lot of work. And then you got a client who's also on the opposite side of you, question after question. It's a lot for Norm.
Yeah. Until I talked to you, I was like, why is this guy? Well, he's crazy, but why? When you're in a courtroom and you're trying to win and there's 12 people sitting over here, you want to try to, present the best you.
Yes.
This is probably the best him, considering some of the stuff he's done.
That's true.
It may be. He's crazy like a fox, I think. And I think one of the news networks credited Norm with, I guess, quietly saying as he was leaving the courtroom, "I'm not my client's keeper." When I think Judge Bellis told him, "How are we going to manage this tomorrow?"
Right.
I can't remember which news organization credited him with that statement. And yes, you're right. And then there are the families there.
That's tough.
I can't even imagine how brutal it is.
Yeah. I thought it would be more financial. I really thought the whole thing was going to be numbers. How much money does he have? How much money did he make off of this?
Yeah.
And how much damages were inflicted onto the families? And how do you put a financial number on that? I didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure that they need to bring that in through Jones.
Yeah.
Right? I think they can probably offer some type of evidence, financial evidence, maybe through other witnesses, maybe through third party providers. I don't know.
Yeah. I saw one exchange where they were talking about his dollars, money went into his account, then it went into the business, he invested into the business, I was like, all right, well, he's very tricky because the plaintiff's attorney couldn't nail him down. Like, where did the money go into your account?
Yeah. Where'd it go?
Yeah, it did. Technicality went out. It was like, this went on for minutes. And then the judge was like, all right, move on. You know what's the hardest thing about your job is paying attention the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, I noticed Norm, like, he's not, like, I would be playing, like, Hangman or tic-tac-toe on my paper.
Right.
Doodling, right. Making a picture of a car.
Texting somebody.
Stickman.
Whatever,
texting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Goes through Facebook.
Like this guy, Norm just jumps up. He's listening to every word.
And you know what's funny, you guys, is that when you're in trial and, there's testimony, even on obviously lower key, if you will, cases, as trial lawyers almost enter into a parallel dimension. Time loses any meaning. The morning literally evaporates. Witness after witness, and maybe you have an activist judge, and you can't. For me, I oftentimes can't even quantify or qualify what I said, the questions I asked, and somebody else in the firm is watching and says, "Well, here's what happened."
Yeah.
Their focus is so hyper focused, you're not even aware of time passing.
I don't have that concentration.
Yeah. Same
for the whole day, and then let's come back tomorrow,
right?
For a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Here's one exchange with Norm. He's having an exchange with the judge.
And so what one does isn't what we're here to show. We're here to show what he did.
Right, but that's different. Attorney Pattis. How many times do I have to say when I'm speaking, you stop? You have.
Yeah.
When I'm talking, you're not talking.
I thought. Wow. Okay.
It's hard. Norm's got to make a record.
Yeah.
Trying to make a record. It's, he's constantly aware that everything is being transcribed, and I've got to make sure that there is a complete transcript, and I've said everything that has to be said.
That's right.
On behalf of my client, no matter what anybody thinks of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Attorney Matt Maddox is on. Did you see this other story out of Naugatuck where the gym manager allegedly videotaped or recorded somebody who was coming out of a tanning booth?
I did see that. He's apparently charged with attempted voyeurism.
That's weird. Why attempted?
Yeah, phone's right there in your hand.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe I guess his recording device didn't record.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't know the facts of the case, but what I read was that he was charged with attempted voyeurism. So maybe this guy's is not technically proficient. He thinks he's recording and it didn't happen. I don't know. But that guy, was a charge, I think.
The guy comes out, the victim comes out of the tanning booth.
Yeah.
And notices a guy standing up above him with the phone.
Right. Like, that's kind of odd.
Hi, what are you doing? What's going on over there?
What are you doing?
What are you recording?
Yeah.
Turns out to be the manager of the place.
Oops.
So
that's,
right. Manager and the guy just had whatever. He had to work out his routine, and he's towel-less, right? And he looks up, and there's the manager.
Yeah.
I go, hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah.
I don't like the gym locker room for that reason. It's just...
Yeah, I don't do it. I just, you know.
I'd shower, then I'd have my towel right outside the shower, and I'm on.
Yeah.
And wrap it up.
And then there's guys walking around
cover up.
Naked. And
yeah, the older guys always.
It's always the older guys.
The older guys. They don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like a bad circus.
Like I'm gonna, it is not a good place to be. Yeah, I think if you have something, you know, whatever, that little, there's a little chip blown in your head and you need to see that stuff, like, just go on the internet.
Yeah,
like it's readily available.
Less trouble.
There's a special kind of, I think, criminal psychology behind those people. If you read about some criminal psychology, it's fascinating. But you're exactly right. When there are other far safer options, legal options, what is it that compels them to be that overt and cross over that very broad yellow line, leapfrog over that, you know, that bright yellow line into the illegal? It's very strange.
I read somewhere that it's much like flashers, in that the horror on the face, like the shock
reaction
on the face of the victim,
right, the reaction,
is what gives them adrenaline. That's the rush.
I was thinking thrill of the chase.
Yeah. Again, more reason to just, I don't care how much you sweat, more reason to just cover up and get in your car.
Yeah. I just show up in my gym clothes and leave. I don't even go to the locker room unless I have to pee.
All right. Attorney Maddox, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. This is a Senate candidate in Utah. Released a commercial. And is it supposed to be funny?
I don't think so.
Hey, Utah District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution. I tried to get another conservative to run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done.
Hold on. I don't know if you admit that no one else would do it. That's why I'm running.
Right. It's in Utah. Oh, my gosh. It's like someone's like embarrassing mom. You know, like doing,
right.
No.
Right. You do that to embarrass your 12-year-old kids when they have friends over.
Right.
There's
Ma.
Like a sleepover going on.
Right. Stop it, Ma.
Yeah. Shouldn't you use like a country song or something in Utah?
I would think, yes. Mm. Yeah. Don't rap.
Whatever you're best at. It's not this.
This is clearly a district or is it U.S. Senate? Can we look it up?
It says Utah Senate candidate. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, Linda Paulson, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
She must be in a district or that state is so, like, she's going to get crushed. So no one else would run. And she thought, the only chance I have is to do something so stupid.
Utah Senate.
Yep.
Utah.
Utah Senate.
All right. She's so in a
Senate.
District that she's going to get her ass handed to her.
Right.
No one else would run.
Oh.
What?
No pinup either.
That doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
Everyone is beautiful, AJ.
You look at Linda Paulson.
She's beautiful in her own way.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah. All right, let's hear this song.
I'll put it to you this way. What you're hearing, the image you have, that's what she looks like.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
could do it, so I'm getting it done. I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police. The right to bear arms and the right to free speech. I want less government control and regulation. Want to stop and expose all political corruption. Where's integrity, morality?
She had a chance there to impress me.
Yeah.
And she failed.
Yep. Like the like, slowed down music tune, like a really bad Casio going on. You know, it's homemade music.
Yeah, it'd be a lot better if she did it like a lot faster.
Yeah, faster. You know, maybe the music a little quality, a little better.
Right. Like if the first 12 seconds are this and then you blow us away for the next 30 seconds, it's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a bad act at a parent teacher, you know, talent contest.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. The pictures of her. She's wearing a red shirt with a white and blue.
Like a scarf,
like a scarf
almost,
or
yeah.
something.
Scarf tie thingy. Right.
White hair.
Yep.
Yeah, she does look like she's someone's grandma. Like
yeah.
She should be coming out with a tray of cookies.
Exactly. Brownies.
Yeah.
Stick to,
this would be
stick
grandma.
To the muffins.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
This
right.
would be a viral video if she was grandma at a karaoke night.
Right.
Yeah, if yeah. she owned like a muffin place.
Right.
And this is
her
commercial.
This is the muffin commercial.
Yeah. Right.
Accountability. Government programs should lead to self-sufficiency and support traditional family as the fundamental unit of society.
Family.
But in schools, they're pushing for new beliefs.
I want to hear the outtakes.
Verify. That's a
right?
female adult.
There's no
I
way this is straight
woman.
Through.
I love this country. It's a blessing to be free, but freedom comes with responsibility. The Constitution needs to be protected, not changed or disregarded, but resurrected. If you share my values, if you like what I stand for, then give me your vote on the 8th of November. District 12 needs a choice. Let me be your voice, Linda Paulson. Linda Paulson for Senate.
Oh, I like
the piano.
The dramatic
dun, dun, dun. Yep.
We have to watch that one.
Yeah.
Like Wednesday morning, we need to look because they'll be able to call this race at 8 o'clock their time.
Right.
It'll be 90%.
Landslide the other direction.
Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, this is a successful ad because everyone's talking about it.
This is true.
That's right. This is what
true.
You want.
This is a successful ad.
It's so bad, it's good.
Right. Can you imagine if Blumenthal did that?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh,
oh my
we got to get
God.
Him to do one.
Yes, we do. How do we do it?
He's very guarded right now.
Yes, he know? Is. Right.
He's, if we asked him to do some of the stuff he's done for us in the past, I think he'd say, let's wait until
exactly
mid-November.
Right. Yes.
Right, that can be his thank you video.
Can you speed that up? Like the fastest you can. Well, maybe not the fastest.
Yeah, sound like a chipmunk.
Probably a couple of beats.
You want it? Where? Yeah, it changes her voice, or you want it to sound like her still?
No, change her voice
change
just
it.
A tad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Can only help.
And she's not that bad looking.
Yeah, this is not the real
looks
Slim
fine.
Shady.
Fine.
Hey, you know. Utah District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda.
Way better.
Not picturing an old chipmunk.
I'm picturing a 12-year-old girl at a lemonade stand.
Okay.
Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done. I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police. The right to bear arms and the right to free speech. I want less government control and regulation. Want to stop and expose all political corruption. Where's integrity, morality, accountability?
Isn't this what everybody wants? They say they want.
Is rap that prevalent in Utah? Mm.
Oh, man, that would be great to have her, like, open a Drake show or something.
Wow. You're right. Oh, she's part of the Super Bowl halftime
about
show.
30 seconds. She lasts 30 seconds. Keith's not in, so sitting in for Keith, it's Office Dawn. Good morning.
Good morning.
See, she doesn't sound angry like Keith always does.
I know.
Yeah, already it's different.
Hi, Dawn. Hi.
Yeah, like on every level.
Yeah. The sun is still shining outside.
Right. She's better looking, too, I think.
Thank you.
Usually
yeah,
it's
I
all,
hope so. My
usually
gosh.
It's all dark.
Thanks,
if,
yeah.
if Keith were here, all four of us would have been insulted already.
Yeah, she smells true. Nice.
But
she's
thanks.
Full of joy. She looks
aww.
Like she's been out in the sun.
Oh, I love you guys.
Yeah,
it's self-tanner. It's fake.
It'll come off in the shower.
It's, man, very transparent.
Right. All right, so you're not single now, or you are? Or?
Right now, no, knock on wood. Everybody knock on wood.
Knocking.
Right,
official
knocking
of wood.
Right, I hate to say that. No, I am seeing somebody right now.
Okay, good. Cool.
Correct.
Right. So this list is compiled from when you weren't.
From past experience.
So past experience. And I have two girlfriends that, you know, we all
helped you
chat.
With the list.
They helped
wow,
me with the list.
What kind of dating are you doing?
No, that's on the list. But, you know, when at my age, going through dating and going on dating sites, it's just, it's the most awful experience ever.
Is it?
It really is. It's the worst.
When you put it that way. So,
it is awful. Yeah. So there's just
what's
a lot of
creepies. What's the worst part about it? So some of this on the list will be bad about it.
Yes.
But what else? It's just... You're an adult and you're doing kid stuff, really.
Well, right. And then you're having to weed through all the wackadoos, right? And then, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puff. Some of these men out there are just...
Like 97%.
It's right? a real high percentage.
And this is just a small segment of it. But, like, you know, the pictures that you see online and things like that, you're just mind blown. Like... Where's your head?
No, this is sometimes when you see a couple together and you're mm-hmm. like, wow, that girl, what is she doing with that guy? She could do so much better.
Yeah.
It's she dated some guys and this guy turned out to be a nice guy.
A nice guy.
Right. Right.
It doesn't have to be.
Nope. Yeah. Don't have to. And that's my thing. You don't have to. I like a big guy. I like, you know, all kinds of bald headed guys, big
shapes,
guys
sizes.
With tattoos, any right. As long as you're nice and normal. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You're asking for a lot, though.
I know. Yeah. No. So, but yeah, the person I'm seeing right now is fitting all those categories.
Again?
And right. hot as hell.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
Yeah, picture?
It's warm outside?
I do. I have pictures on my phone.
All right, I'll look later.
Yeah, you probably can't see
that voice.
You probably can't
we
see
know
those.
What kind of pictures those are just from the tone.
No.
All right. So here's the list. It's the top five creepy things guys do on dating sites.
Yep. I'm going to start with the most mild. Posting pictures that include your children, right? So there's a lot of weirdos out there on the internet. And when guys post pictures of their kids, and some of them are, I'm not talking adult kids, but your young kids, don't do that. That's just creepy. I don't need to see your kids. I'm interested in knowing about
you. Well, just letting you know what you're in shape for, in your store for. Let you know, I have kids. I have baggage.
Yeah.
Letting you know ahead of time.
But you can put it on there. You can write, I have kids.
Yeah, but the one you
they're
see
they're awful.
Just in case they're not the type you want,
or,
this is what you're going to wake up to.
If it's a picture of the kids, like, burning a house down and running around with scissors.
Yeah.
Then you're done. Then just forget
then you
it.
Know,
move
on.
Move next,
on. Yeah, keep
right?
swiping. Yeah.
So number four, posting shirtless pictures in the bedroom, on the couch, or in the bathroom
the
with
bathroom.
The toilet in the background.
Yes.
And usually, like, the bathrooms are disgusting. Like, there's crap all over the place. Like, if you're taking your shirt off, if you're at the beach or you're at the swimming pool, that's fine, right?
Washing your car, your truck. Yeah.
Okay. That's
the American
stage.
Flag behind you.
But when you're taking your shirt off on purpose and you're taking a picture in bed, it's just... creepy.
No, it screams desperate, actually.
It does. Yeah. It does.
It does.
Yep.
Everyone, I think, has something to say. Anyone?
I mean, since they've had these apps, this has been something that we've heard, is stop doing this.
Don't do it.
And people just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because they think they're different.
Well, the pictures are usually in a dirty bathroom with, like, half-eaten food, usually fried
chicken.
They're
letting you know how much they need you to clean the bathroom.
No, you got a dirty bathroom next, right?
No, to Ashley's point, it's usually a bathroom that no woman would ever want to be in.
Right.
So already you're starting with, you're taking pictures of yourself. You look great.
So you're saying,
sure.
Not good. So all of this is bad.
So you're like saying take a picture in, like, a lady's bathroom?
Yeah.
That, just clean.
No.
Just clean bathroom. Just,
but when you're standing there flexing,
or how about
it just,
not the
it's
bathroom.
Creepy.
Or, yeah.
But
like,
if you're in the swimming
the
pool or the beach.
And you look great and you're proud of it, yes. Take the time.
Fine.
Go to the beach. Wave and smile.
Make it look organic.
Make it look like I'm in a natural setting.
Not totally set up. You're in the produce department. Stop and shop. Check out these guns next to the eggplant.
Should I get this watermelon or this one?
By the way, eggplant, I'll show you that later.
And going with this, using old pictures, right? That is, like, not the biggest pet peeve. But when you're 70 and you're putting on there that you're 50 and your pictures are 20 years old, like, that's creepy. Again, you're starting everything out with a lie. We can tell. Women, we're smart. we know that that's a 20-year-old picture, right? You can see in the background.
Yeah, the mullet.
Use your the mullet.
Like all the old TVs cars in the corner.
Right?
You have a perm and then, a mustache.
And don't use somebody else's pictures, because that happens.
There's
right? The
Bradley's
catfishing.
In the background.
Caldor.
You know?
I haven't seen one of those in
a
while.
You're wearing a fanny pack.
Hey, those are back now.
You're
drinking a Pepsi Free.
But, you know, again, using somebody else's pictures, we're smart. You can Google, you can write Google, click on it, and find out, do a Google search.
Oh my
we'll
God,
find out
sleuth.
That it's some guy in San Francisco. My girlfriend Karen experienced this. Some guy in San Francisco, some guy in Connecticut was using this guy's pictures, and apparently it happens all the time.
Catfishing.
Catfishing.
How do you explain when they see you
in person?
You look nothing like that.
Yeah, and that happens.
That was me. I had an accident.
Right. So,
how do you explain that?
How do you explain it? Starting off with a lie. It's a lie. It's a scam. You're a creeper. If you can't be yourself, then just don't do it. The other thing, starting off the conversation with, hey there, sexy.
No, don't
hey
do that.
Hey there, hottie.
Ew.
Hey there, beautiful.
Gross.
Right. So, you should be, maybe, do they think it's flattering? Like, hey,
so what do you
sexy.
Say? Hey, ugly.
And by the way, if you do any of these things,
hey, ugly.
This is just, see this as education. We're not mocking.
No.
Okay?
No.
We're trying to
we're
help everybody
mocking.
Along.
Right. Everybody's
some people
game.
Are great, but they just make these.
Right.
This will separate you like, from everybody
right.
else.
Everybody's
right.
game will
just,
improve.
When I see the picture of the guy who's shirtless in the dirty bathroom, I think he has no friends to tell him.
Right.
Right? Do you, like
your
any,
friends have to step in and say,
or,
dude.
Or clean laundry.
Right. Or like a sister, anybody should just say,
someone.
Like, it's a nice thing. It's just, this is just, an, you know, informative.
Have an intervention.
Like, where do you go when they're like, hey, baby, where do you go after that? Like, hey. Like,
how about, hey, dork?
No, don't call any names. Just say, just be a normal and just say, good morning.
Good morning.
Or hi.
Hi
there.
Hi. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Right.
Yeah.
And so the other, I have to be careful here.
When people... You know, because when you post a picture, girls have it easy. They post a picture, they put the profile up. Your work is going through all of the responses.
Yes.
Guys, the other way around.
Yeah.
Wow, what the hell?
Yep.
But I don't necessarily think.
The guy has to do the
work.
Not always. Right. I guess it depends on the person.
But when a guy, like, typically they say, hey, I saw your picture. What do you want to hear?
You can say, hi, how are you? Hi, how, you know, what are your plans? Any exciting plans? You know, hi, how are you?
My name is.
Hi, yeah. Hi, whatever your name is on, you know, the dating site.
I would actually read what they wrote.
Right.
And then I would key in on something that I connected with and
yep.
said, I see that you also like.
Right. And you're open-ended conversations, right? So you're conversing with this person. And when you're like, hey, baby, that's closed-ended. That's where are you going to go with that? But you're right. You actually read the profile and get pointers from it, and you're interested. That's a quality person.
Just got back from the clinic. That shows you're real.
And so I think the number one creepy thing, and I got to say this, mentioning that you're hung, you have a high libido.
Like a window?
Are we allowed to say that?
Like a horse.
You know, it's
right?
interesting, though. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, but...
Ha!
Why do you got to mention that? And so the other thing is, too, it's like, you know, or looking to add a third person or open for a third person. That is not for
that's not
like
a
dating profile. That's right. on, there's other
yeah.
sites
there's
for that.
There's a whole other app for that.
There is, right?
Yes, you're in the wrong
so
site.
I don't need to know that about you. And
right.
that
I didn't know there was a site for that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a site for everything.
Yeah, there's a site for everything.
Oh, we got to read those.
Yeah.
The comedian, Brad Williams, the small guy.
Yeah.
I don't know the right terminology anymore.
Little person.
Yeah. He told us that's where he met his wife.
Oh, that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a completely different dating site. That's not a dating site.
No, but now you don't have to put that up as a qualifier, right?
Like right.
Everybody's here for the same reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then, the other horrible thing is, guys, just don't do this. If you actually get to the point where you're exchanging phone numbers and you text a picture
Immediately?
No.
Don't do that.
A picture below the waist. A dick pic. Okay, I wasn't sure if I could say that on the air.
I'll say it.
Don't send dick pics. I don't. why? Like,
yeah, don't. Because they're so proud of themselves. That's all I can say.
It's just so awkward.
But that's why they say hung or whatever. They want you to ask so that now they're not just offering it. Well, you asked.
I didn't ask.
Always just type, sorry, wrong text. You know, my mom.
Because yeah, that's better.
Don't do that. Guys, don't do that.
So what do you think, Doc?
Right. Will it clear up?
Yeah, so that's the other thing. It's just
but
don't
maybe
tell
they're
me.
Looking for a certain kind of person, and this is how they weed out all the people like you,
right?
Nuh-uh.
Like you're a nice girl. I don't want a nice girl. Right. I want a girl who's going to see my.
Well, get to know me, and then you can send me the dick pics, right?
Right.
Get to know me first. Take me out on a date. Right? I mean, you know, a little bit down the road, maybe we can do that. But
right, yeah.
I don't know your. I don't know.
Just start with hi.
Hi. Here's a picture of me naked. Oh, not naked, but you know.
Don!
You're that person.
Don!
You are that person.
What
I want to see
happened?
Her. I want to see her profile.
The best burger in the world.
Yes.
Was served to our CEO yesterday at Lake Zor Drive-In in Monroe.
Cool.
Good morning, Jeff Warshaw.
Good morning. Good
morning.
What'd you think?
It was fabulous. The whole experience was great. I couldn't have enjoyed it anymore. It was great. First, when you drive up, it sets the tone. The people there are so nice. The burger was terrific. The hot dog had great snap and was just delicious. That shake was ridiculous.
We get there. Yeah, I was a little hesitant because it's the CEO of the company. This guy has flown around the world. He's been in the nicest.
Yeah.
And also all different types of restaurants. He loves food.
Multifaceted, yes.
All right, but he's coming in from, you know, the big city or, you know, down the shore.
Yeah.
Out into the sticks.
Right.
So I was like, I don't know if I want to ask the CEO to drive all the way out for what is a small shack. And a burger. And he's like, no, I want to come out and have your favorite burger with you.
Exactly.
Gets out of the car. He goes, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oops.
I'm like, oh.
They have a bathroom, right?
No. There's an outhouse. Oh. There's a porta potty.
Wow. We're talking rustic.
Guys,
yes. I didn't use the porta potty.
Okay, good.
Is that right?
No, I just used the woods.
See?
That's
out in nature, go for it.
Tremendous.
I was getting in the mood. I was getting with the right vibe.
Exactly.
I was out there and I was out of the big city and I was going to free.
You're in the sticks now.
You being rustic. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I could see Chaz was a little nervous, and I had, hand sanitizer in my car, so he felt a little bit better, I could see.
Yeah, plus you also wanted to keep your appetite.
I just love that was the first thing we get out of the car, and he's, like, walking towards a porta potty.
Yep.
Like, this is part of the charm of the place.
Right.
It started, I think it was built in the 20s.
Yeah.
And it was just a little shack with a little porch.
I saw that picture,
and decades later, it's not much more. It's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And
that makes the food good.
Which makes it cool. It's like Sally's or any Pepe's. It's like any of these places. You're walking into the original.
It's history.
Spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were gracious, and it was just exactly what I was hoping for. And you did a perfect job selling it. You set the expectations, and you as high as they were, you exceeded them. So it was great.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun.
You delivered.
And always, it's just a blast to spend the time with you.
Oh no, it was great. And that Zor burger. Oh my God,
looked really good. So did the dog.
Oh, that Zor burger.
And you had the poppers and whatnot
there's
too.
There's something about mustard and ketchup. Mayonnaise together I love.
Yeah.
But did you see the way I was watching them make it, and it's like this little surgically applied dot of mustard amongst the other stuff. It was like, there was a lot of love that went into making that burger.
Man, I didn't even notice that. And then the hot dog, it's a foot long, like on a short roll.
Yeah.
It would be like if a basketball player was sleeping on a kid's bed.
Right.
Both ends are hanging out.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Right, or grandma in slippers, yes.
Yeah.
Had great snap.
Hey, we're proud of our hot dog. We don't have to hide it.
Exactly,
right. You're going to see most of it.
Exactly.
I call that the bife. That's the bite you give your wife when she says, I don't want to order one. I'll take a bite of yours.
Right.
You get this
the overhang.
With no toppings.
Get the overhang, yeah.
Get the overhang.
I had an Oreo shake. I obviously, didn't want to finish it, but it was delicious. And you had vanilla shake.
Yeah. I there's something about vanilla to me.
Yeah.
It's like a cheese pizza.
I'm a vanilla fan, but like I they had all those choices. And I mean, I haven't had a shake in I don't even know how many years. So I said, what do you recommend? He says, well, Oreo is our most popular. I said, I'll try Oreo.
Nice.
I said to you, Chaz, do you want to share one? And you looked at me and said, no.
Two straws,
please. Two straws, yeah, no.
I want my own. Right. I want my own.
Yes.
My hand, hours later, when I put my hand near my face, I still smelt onion.
Nice.
You know,
you want
still
that.
Smelt the burger like I wanted to lick my hand.
Right. You can. No one's looking. Go for
so
it.
So friggin'
yes.
good.
Right.
So good.
And so next week we're going to have a different experience. Hopefully it will be as enjoyable to you as this one was for me.
Wait, no porta potty?
Well, you can. I mean, the place is right near the river. If you want to just go down to the river,
right.
It's fine.
Yeah, I want to replicate our experience.
The porta potty was not the thing. It was. I didn't go near the porta potty.
Right.
You thought I was going there, but I didn't.
Right.
I went near. There was a truck, and the guy comes out. I'm like, oh no! I hope he doesn't think I was too near his truck.
Right. Yeah.
I really didn't think that was really a pitcher moment.
No. It's enough
AJ
photo.
Says no.
No photo. No, we're good. Yeah.
So where are we going next week?
Well, I'm going to surprise you.
Okay. No yet.
Right. You know, I don't want. I don't want the place to be mobbed with your admirers. I don't want to give them a week's notice.
See, good thinking. Good thinking.
You know,
but I'll say it will be a different vibe. But I think you'll enjoy it. And. I don't eat burgers that often, so twice in a week is taking one for the team. I want the listeners to be able to benefit from our experience.
It's one of the greatest things about this state. We talk about what could be better, but really we have it made when it comes to entertainment and food.
Exactly.
It really is a spot.
It should be putting your eating pants on.
And there's no losers, really. If you go to a roadside place that would be easily featured in, Dives. And
Triple D, yeah.
Triple D.
Yeah.
And then you go to, a fancy place next week, have a burger, and they're both awesome.
Yeah.
It's really special. And apparently...
Well, it isn't super fancy, but it does have, an internal bathroom.
This one has plumbing.
I mean, that's the standard,
Well, that's fancy.
But I was with some of my friends later, and I was telling them about it, and they all had seen the place, and a couple of them had been, and then the rest of them were like, "Oh, now that I know that it's good, I'm going to go."
Go for it. Yep.
Apparently, it's more of a thing than I thought, because it was over 500 likes, 123 comments. People were talking about, all the different things they've tried there.
Yeah.
And if you think about that place, it was there when they were building the dam.
Yeah.
And so all the workers, all the people who built that Stevenson's Dam were going in there for lunch.
The whole damn thing. Yep.
And it's been there the whole time. And I wonder how many hot dogs and hamburgers have gone through that tiny little building over
right.
the decades.
Right.
It's really cool. And I'm glad they didn't touch it, because how many places, and I can name a few, that started out like that and then expanded into a bigger location so they could put more hot dogs and hamburgers out, and they lost the charm.
Yeah.
And lost
the quality.
What it was all about.
Yeah.
So.
And I think that just that part of the enjoyment of it was just how gracious everybody was.
Oh, yeah. They were so thrilled. Yeah.
That's always cool.
Mike's good people.
Yep.
Really good people.
I got in the car and I called my wife and said, I felt like a celebrity. And I was like, wow, isn't that great? Now I know for a brief moment what it's like to feel like Chaz.
Yeah. Stuffed with burgers and hot dogs
yep.
and milkshake.
Right home with the window open.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to next week.
Me too. And, again, if you enjoyed as much as I enjoyed your place, it would be a great victory.
Oh, yeah. Well, always. It's the company.
Yeah.
It's the whole experience.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
You too.
How cool is that guy?
Very.
Drive all the way out to my neck of the woods to have a burger.
Good burger.
Because I like it. He's like, I want to try your burger.
You told him it's the best. He was like, okay, that's worth a trip then.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the best for me.
I love it.
You know? And apparently a lot of people like it. Do you see that menu? How big it is? There's a picture on Facebook.
Remember I was going through yesterday? I was drooling.
It honestly surprised me. If they had like 7 things on that menu, I'd be like, yeah, that seems about right.
Makes sense.
No, it's endless.
Like,
it keeps
where do you
going?
Store all this?
Seriously.
It's a really cool place on the water, too. They have picnic tables outside and just a few.
Yeah.
But
this weekend's perfect for it.
Yeah.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.